Jess in with you this morning. Now, it has been a big week for locals. Last weekend, we saw four people tragically killed across two separate accidents in the Upper Hunter. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And this weekend, we do have another long weekend. There's going to be plenty of people out and about on the roads, and we all just need to be safe and look out for one another. Hunter Valley Police District Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman joins me this morning. Tracy, how you doing?
And well, thanks, Jess. Yes, it's been a very busy week for police and no doubt the local community.
It has been a really big week. Do we know anything more on that accident from Bengalla Road on Sunday night?
No, there's really nothing else we can report on at the moment. Obviously, it takes some time to work through all the forensic evidence and things like that, continue to compile witness statements. So we're some ways off for any clearer understanding of what actually happened on that night.
Do we know how Brad Strawn's doing?
So I don't have an update on that.
Yeah, no worries. This weekend, of course, we want everyone to be safe and look out for one another on the roads, particularly considering what happened last weekend. New South Wales Police are conducting Operation Australia Day.
We are conducting Operation Australia Day, and primarily in the first instance, that includes a large-scale traffic enforcement operation. So last night we saw double demerit points kick in at midnight, and they will continue through to 11:59pm on the 26th of January. That traffic operation will obviously target those key elements of things such as speeding, alcohol and drug driving, fatigue, seatbelts, and distractions such as mobile phones. As you've already mentioned, obviously we had a tragic weekend last weekend, but we've also seen over the past month or so within the district some other fatals. So from my perspective, I'm really just imploring drivers to take care on the road, drive to the conditions and get to where they need to be safely.
Yeah, exactly. We all want to come back on Tuesday knowing that everyone has gotten from A to B nice and safe.
Absolutely. I mean, that's obviously our key focus.
Exactly. And, of course, our police won't just be on the major highways doing that operation. They're going to be on the back roads as well.
Absolutely. We've got traffic and highway patrol resources who will patrol all of the main highways. But in our district in particular, we have so many back roads, and we just need people to drive to the conditions of those roads and understand that police will be on those roads enforcing all of those things that we see on the main arterial roads. But in addition to that, traffic and highway patrol, we obviously will have other general duties police and specialist police out and about, and they will be maintaining some traffic enforcement as well as some other duties.
Yeah, and it is those back country roads that can be the more dangerous. I mean, particularly for locals, you know, you travel along a road to go to your property, for instance, and, you know, you think you know the road really, really well. It doesn't really matter what speed you're doing, you think, and, you know, you think you'll be right, but that's certainly not the case.
It's definitely not the case, and I think we can get really complacent on some of those back roads. There's less vehicles on the road. You feel like you're safe. And you hear those ads all the time, you know, I know these roads, oh, I've done this road 100 times, it doesn't matter. Every time you're behind the wheel of a car, irrespective of what road you're on, you need to maintain all of the road rules, drive to the conditions and be really aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, exactly. And on Australia Day itself, we know that locals are probably going to be going out to local pubs and restaurants and parks and all of that sort of thing. So we just want to remind everyone that we are still in a pandemic and we do still have COVID rules we all need to be following.
That's absolutely correct. We obviously across the district have a range of activities happening. There are obviously licensed premises, people going out to enjoy themselves. Across a lot of the council areas, we've got things like pools, citizenship ceremonies in very small and limited capacity compared to previous years. But still, we've got lots of people, rightly so, out and trying to enjoy themselves on what's a very important day on the Australian calendar. So we really encourage people to be mindful of those COVID restrictions. They are still in place and we will be out hopefully talking to people and educating them. But where there are obvious breaches of the COVID restrictions, we will take whatever action is necessary.
Yeah. Also this weekend, Tracy, it is going to be quite warm. We're seeing temperatures 5 to 10 degrees above average this weekend and at the start of next week. So we just want to make sure everyone is doing the right thing, staying safe, checking in on our elderly and more vulnerable as well.
That's right. I think we've had a bit of an up and down summer this year. We've had some cooler temperatures and some rain, but certainly expecting some hot conditions over the next few days. So really just remind people to check on elderly friends or relatives, neighbours, make sure they're staying hydrated, and where possible in those extreme heats in the middle of the day, stay inside where it's obviously a little bit safer for them in terms of dehydration and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it also does mean that we have people who want to enjoy things like pools, rivers, various waterways, and a reminder in terms of water safety as well.
Exactly. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us this morning, as always. We really appreciate your time.
No problems. I'll talk to you soon.